Hello, sir. This is Oscar calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion poll about important issues facing Ector County. We would like to include your opinion. Are you registered to vote in Ector County?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. This is very quick, by the way. Do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Within the city limits.
Within the city. Thank you, sir. Generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
Dude, I don't even think about that anymore.
But in your opinion, sir?
Well, I think they're okay.
Right track?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is the most important issue facing Ector County, in your opinion?
We don't have many issues, just traffic.
Traffic, okay. Well, that's good enough. Traffic, road, transportation issues, very well. How would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Very good.
Good? Excellent?
Yeah. Not excellent.
Good.
Good.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
It'll be about the same.
About the same. All right. Moving on. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
No, somewhat.
Somewhat concerned. Okay. I'm going to read you a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how would you rate Ector County in each one of them. First one is having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment. Would you say that Ector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor in that particular characteristic?
Well, I don't go out, so it doesn't even matter to me.
I understand that, but just your opinion. How would you qualify that? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Shit, I don't know, because I don't go out.
Don't know. All right, if you don't know, that's fair enough, but that's a fair answer. How about the availability of affordable housing?
That's bad.
Fair or poor?
Poor.
Poor. These other qualities, welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture. Would you say Ector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor?
They're fair.
Fair, all right. How would you rate public transportation?
Fair.
Fair, thank you, sir. Offering job opportunities in your field?
Good in my field.
Good, all right. And next quality is a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth. How would you qualify that in Ector County?
They do good. They promote. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
And how about the quality of public schools?
Well, they don't know. I think the schools, there's too many pupils per teacher.
All right. So,
I don't think that's good.
So would you like me to enter your answer as poor, fair, poor, or you don't know?
Average.
Fair?
Average.
I don't have that particular choice. It's excellent, good, fair, poor?
Good, then.
Good. Thank you, sir. How about availability of quality health care?
I don't think it's that good, because, hell, I don't even use local. I go to local doctors, but I have doctors outside the city.
Okay, so would that rate as good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Yeah, the other choice is excellent, but excellent or good. So you go with good, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music. Would you say Hector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor in that particular quality?
It's good.
Oh, good. All right. How about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Yeah, it's good, but it's good. Controlled by the establishment.
Uh-huh, okay.
The community park is not a community park anymore.
Oh, I see. But it's good in
the
your opinion.
Well, they have taken control of it, and it's not for the community. It's for whoever they want to have it.
I see.
Like baseball games and soccer games, and it's not for the community anymore.
I see.
Down whoever they want to have.
How would you rate the public safety and low crime in Hector County?
I think public safety is good. I think low crime is good. It's not bad.
All right. And this other quality is effective leadership from elected officials. How do you feel about that one?
Well, I think the officials do a pretty good job, but they can only do what they can do.
All right. So would you rate them as excellent, good, fair, or poor?
No, good.
Good. Okay. And next quality is natural beauty and physical setting.
Well, it's okay.
So would you say it's good or fair?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. And one more in this particular line of questioning. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic.
No, that's bad.
That's poor.
Poor.
Poor, okay. Moving on, sir. Almost there. Now please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. The first type of people mentioned here is recent college graduates looking to enter the job market. Would you say Hector County is an excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live for that kind of people?
Fair.
Fair. And for racial and ethnic minorities?
Fair.
Fair, thank you. For young single people?
It's okay. If you're educated, it's okay.
Okay, for young single people, would you say it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Good, thank you. And for people like you, how would you characterize that for people like you? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Oh, it's good for me.
Right, very well. And for people retiring or retirees, is that excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Yeah, I'm retired, so it's good.
Good, okay. For people living below the poverty line?
Bad. It's not good. Fair.
So fair or poor?
Fair.
Fair. For immigrants from other countries?
For what now?
For immigrants, coming from other countries, would you say Hector County is excellent, good, fair, or poor place to live for them?
Oh, it's getting better, but it's not good and it's not fair. It's kind of in between. It's getting better.
So which one should I choose right now, fair or poor?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you, sir. And for entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Well, it's fair because it's not what you know anymore, it's who you know.
Okay. And for families with children, is excellent, good, fair, or poor as a place to live?
With families, children?
It's
a good place to live with children. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. Very well. Almost done, sir. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
It's good.
Good, thank you, sir. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
I think it will stay about the same.
Same. Okay. Economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plan for economic development in Hector County? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
I'm familiar with it.
Very familiar or just somewhat familiar?
I'm very familiar.
Very familiar.
I know how it operates.
All right. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
I'm somewhat confident.
Somewhat confident, okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with vision and plans for community development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Very familiar, okay, sure. And how confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for community development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you, sir. How likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, somewhat likely, and not very likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all likely.
Not at all right. So it's a good place. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed, sir?
College, 2 years of college.
College, thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Democrat.
Democrat, thank you. And what is your age, please, for classification purposes?
76.
Thank you, sir. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No, no children. Which of the following best describe your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
I'm a other.
Other.
No, I'm kidding. I'm Black. Afro-American.
You got me there. Very well. Is anyone in your household employing a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Is your annual household income below $25,000 to $39,999, $40,000 to $74,999, or $75,000 and above? $75,000 and above. Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, homemaker, student, or currently unemployed?
I'm retired.
Thank you, sir. Last question, two more questions. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
A male.
Thank you, sir.
What the hell is that something else? What the hell
I don't know. I don't write the survey. I just had to read it. Thank you.
You just asked the questions, huh?
don't embarrass me, please. Don't embarrass me. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful night.
All right. Thank you.